You're listening to Magic From Wherever I'm At with your host, the magician, time traveler, and charmer, D'Artagnan.
Come to the children. It's time to leave all our fears and frustrations behind. Oh, I love you, I love you, I love you all. Hurry, hurry, my children, please hurry.
Hurry, hurry, my children, please hurry.
We have been so betrayed. We've been so terribly betrayed. Are we all here?
Welcome to another edition of the podcast. I am D'Artagnan, and today we are delving back into the School of Wonder, the magic of Tommy Wonder, his wisdom and work. Today we're going to pull from volume 2 of the Books of Wonder under the heading Our Big Happy Family. And in here, Tommy goes into problems, I guess, of magic organizations and the fact that people in magic organizations consider each other all, you know, like a family, brothers and sisters, all one big happy family. And I've said many times on this podcast, I can't recall meeting anybody in magic that I had a real problem with personality-wise that I thought was just a dick, or just some were, you know, more likable than others perhaps, but I didn't meet anyone that was not a nice person, really. But of course, the problem, which I've also pointed out, is that as a result, which I think is what Tommy's getting at here, and we'll speak to in a second when we read from the Books of Wonder, is that this backslappy attitude of it being a big family leads in many ways to terrible magic. You have people who are good at magic who are nice, people who are bad at magic who are nice. And it's heavily slanted into the, of course, people who are bad at magic are the predominant population. So Tommy goes in to say here, no doubt the person who instigated this family idea meant well. Alas, the notion carries with it several adverse effects. Quite often, the family idea becomes more important than anything else and overshadows even the quality of our magic. When this happens, the family of ours becomes truly harmful to magic. For many who are involved in magic, meeting with friends, an evening out to attend a club meeting, the social contact with others is as important, if not more important, than the achievement of good magic. Given that, it isn't surprising that for these people, the family idea is extremely important, if not the most important aspect of magic. Indeed, for many, this brotherhood may be the one thing that makes magic so much fun. I assure you, says Tommy, I don't have a problem with people having a good time together, of being brothers and sisters united by a common interest. Definitely not. I do, though, feel there is a serious problem with the expectation that everyone in magic unthinkingly and spontaneously accepts anyone else involved to any degree with magic into the quote-unquote family. Is it realistic to believe that just because we are all interested in the same thing, we are, by this virtue alone, equal? I think not. We are not all equal, and we are not automatically all brothers and sisters. When the experience of brotherhood provides more pleasure than anything else, it's understandable that whenever someone doesn't conform to the family code, this person is ruining the most enjoyable thing magic offers. and is therefore not a good brother or sister. Under such a family flag, it is also understandable that a lot of bad magic is condoned, even simulated. After all, brothers and sisters are supposed to be nice to each other, aren't they? Magic is our hobby, isn't it? It's supposed to be a pleasure, not a discipline that may be difficult. Magic's supposed to be fun, fun, fun. Well, sometimes I get so full of this fun, it dribbles out my ears. When I see bad magic being applauded for the sake of upholding the simple-minded harmony of our happy family, the quote-unquote fun pours from my ears, and it truly revolts me. This family idea, which is so heavily promoted in magic, can be a huge obstacle to stimulating people to achieve. Indeed, I believe it to be a force that often teaches people to stay on low levels of accomplishment. This family idea, which is so heavily promoted in magic, can be a huge obstacle to stimulating people to achieve. Indeed, I believe it to be a force that often teaches people to stay on low levels of accomplishment, with friendship being more important than the pursuit of good magic. Because this idea... I hope you've enjoyed this teaser of Magic from Wherever I'm At. To listen to this entire episode and the entire series of more than 150 other episodes, go over to magicfromwherever.com/podcast. That's magicfromwherever.com/podcast.
Tired of being a trickster, are you not?